from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Is it all right with me? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of August. No, 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 folks, not Obama. That is Al Green, believe it or not. I get to see Mrs. Crenshaw, which I'll be having some fun with that. On this morning, Sam, you know what today also is? Now stay with me here as we get ready to bring our guest on here. A guy named Joseph Pulitzer. Joseph Pulitzer, on this day, reached in his pocket and pulled out $1 million and gave it to Columbia University, which began the Pulitzer Prize.
My.
And it was handed out every year, and I knew at some point it would be inscribed with the name John Bednarowski on there.
Absolutely.
Don't you think so?
No doubt.
All right. Well, we got to figure out why he ain't got his name on it yet, because we welcome John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. How you doing, buddy? How's your summer been?
Morning.
Good morning. You know, Robin Williams was right in Good Morning Vietnam. The O in 0600 stands for, oh my God, it's early.
Well, it ain't like this is your first rodeo. You've done this show. Not only just been a guest on it, you have literally parked that car on 15th Street and come up and done the show.
No. The only reason I'm saying that is because Mother Nature decided to have some fun with us last night.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we had a little rain that came through that screwed up some games for a couple of hours, canceled some other ones, postponed some other ones. And, you know, when you're running on about 3.5 hours sleep, 6 o'clock rolls around pretty quick.
Yep, I can identify. I was up in Rome watching it rain and lightning all night. Which games? You got some reschedules that you can mention to us today that you know about that are coming up today in Cobb?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, I know South Cobb is going to go back and finish its game with South Forsyth. Wheeler's game initially was postponed, and then the ADs and everybody, I guess, couldn't agree on a date to finish it. So despite being up 7-0 at the half, from what I understand, Wheeler forfeited.
Whoa.
You know, everything else pretty much got in. It just didn't get in until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
So Wheeler and North Forsyth, Wheeler forfeited the game to North Forsyth last night.
That is my understanding. I have not talked to anybody from Wheeler, but that's what my friends up at the Forsyth County News are telling me. So we're going to have to do a little digging this morning.
All right, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. We always visit with him, especially on this day when everybody heads for Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thankfully, there'll be no rain or lightning there, and the games that are scheduled to be played should be played today, John.
Well, let's hope so, because if they aren't, we've got a bigger story than just some high school football.
Well, then tell us what happens, worst case scenario. Is there a contingency plan in place?
I have no idea when it comes to that. Now, Sam can tell you if he was up in Rome, you know, they're going to go and play their game on a home site this afternoon. Yep. I guess they could move it to the home sites, or campus sites, but
they are.
I think everything's going to work just fine down at Mercedes-Benz. I was just thinking if there's some sort of a power outage or something, but knock on wood, I think we'll be playing football.
All right, that's what we're looking for today. Of course, the day of the final day of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Classic, which now gets started all the way back on Wednesday. Let's talk about the game that Kale played. They were pretty impressive in that win over North Atlanta.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I really thought that they were going to miss, Tyreek Green, who early in the summer decided he was going to transfer to Buford. But Mooney Gibson stepped in there, ran for about 180 yards, a couple of touchdowns. A young guy that showed a lot of promise last year, kind of in a backup role. You know, he stepped in that starting spot, and Kel got off to a really nice start against a good North Atlanta team. So I was very impressed with what they did on Wednesday.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal, joining us, talking all things Corky Kell. I wasn't sure if you were – oh, okay. See, now you threw me off. I had a good question for him, but Sam, he just showed me a picture. We're going to get into that in a second. But, you know, I know you focus mostly on Cobb County, and that late game today is McEachern and North Gwinnett. What can you talk about this – what can you tell us about this McEachern team?
You know, I think this is the year that McEachern – really kind of reestablishes itself as one of the powers, if not in the Atlanta metro area, then the entire state. They've got all kinds of talent just oozing from everywhere, offensive line, defensive back, running back, and then, of course, about a week before school started, Nalen Scott, the four-star receiver from Kennesaw Mountain, decided to transfer down to McEachern. So they've got all kinds of talent. The question is there anybody that can get the ball to them? Quarterback, you know, I'm not 100% sure if they've solved that yet, but if they've got a young guy that can sling it a little bit, McEachern's going to be darn good.
Okay, and tell you what, John, I'm looking at something. Greg and I were looking at something you always had while we got you here before we get away from you. The kickoff 24, and we always talk about this really excellent guide. If you're following high school's football in the area, you want to pick up a copy of this. Great full color pictures, great stories as always. I had a chance to meet some of your staff that helped you compile these stories. I met them over at Kennesaw State with you. You've done it once again. Talk about this year's edition.
Well, this year, 180 pages of previews and features. We've got an individualized feature for each game, or for each team, I should say. We did the Dynamite Dozen Super Six a little bit different this year. Normally, I have them in full uniforms. This year, I let the coaches know. I said, hey, what I want to do is I want to have these guys dressed up like they're getting ready to walk across the stage, having their name called first round the NFL draft. I want them to dress out, and they did not disappoint. A little funny story about that. The day that we had the photo shoot, we did it over at on the field at Walton High School. It was June 24th, and it was 97 degrees. And I looked at my photographer and I said, are you sure you want to do this out on the field? He says, I've got a vision. I'm good. I said, okay, but I don't want these kids sweating through their good clothes. So I operated a shuttle, kept them in the air-conditioned car until they were ready to have their photos taken. Everything turned out great up until the time we were about ready to wrap it up when my photographer almost passed out because of heat exhaustion. And I'm like, you know, people our age do not need to be on the field when it's 115 degrees on the field for a couple of hours. So lesson learned, we don't need to be outsmarting ourselves.
All you got to do is get it. We got to give a few of the people like they have on set for some of these movies that just run up with those little fans. You keep them in the air-conditioned area, you know, stuff like that. Hydrated, but, you know, we'll get you set for next year if you're going to do the same thing.
You know what, though? That's an idea right now, a behind-the-scenes on this. Not telling you what to do, but, you know, a behind-the-scenes on this year would have been really cool to present and have the video.
Yeah.
Right, Greg?
Like a bloopers tape. You know, you want to see, not that it was any problems, but I'm just saying, again, take you behind the scenes. What is everything in 2024? It's all access. Be, you know, show us what we don't normally see. So that'd be kind of cool.
Follow some of these guys home and see how they picked what they wore. Did they pick it? Did their moms pick it? Did their dad say, look here, son, you're going to wear this? I mean, how did they get it? Did they already have this hanging in their closet? Did they have to go shop on the rack someplace? I don't know. So, I mean, to me, that would have been something pretty cool.
Well, another little quick funny story about that. One of the gentlemen that is on the cover, he's on the far right side. It's Anthony Crua, the linebacker from Marietta High School, who's going to be going to North Carolina. You know, I asked everybody to show up in suits, and Coach emails me couple weeks out, and he says, my guy doesn't own a suit. I said, don't worry about it, Coach. You know, have him come in church clothes. About a week later, I get another email. Hey, he doesn't have collared or button-down shirts or anything. All he's got is polos. I said, Coach, don't worry about it. We'll make him look good. You know, just have him there. He showed up in a suit. And, I pulled him aside and I said, now look, my idea was not to send anybody to the poorhouse. You didn't go out and buy a suit just for this. He said, no, my mom and dad and I, we've been talking that I needed one, and this just kind of pushed it over the edge. I said, okay.
See, there
that's
you go.
And he looked great, and that's one of the reasons why I put that particular picture on the cover, because he went above and beyond to make sure that it happened.
There you go. I went to the same thing last week. Well, you know, Kyle, it's a young folks thing. You either have a suit up for reasons that are things that happen in your life, or they just don't buy them. And he 30 plus years old, he ain't have a suit. Had to go take him and get him a suit. Anyway.
But they spend more money on a pair of jeans with the knee ripped out.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, John. So what is your ETA? What is your ETA, John, this morning for Mercedes-Benz?
Well, I have to run by the office and pick up some of the aforementioned kickoff 24s so I can bring them down to everybody. Okay. And I will probably get there 8:30, quarter to 9, just in time for them to break out the biscuits and gravy game.
See, don't you love how I tee that up for him, the man? John, take an extra 20 out of petty cash yourself. Lunch is on us today. But we always appreciate when you put that phrase in your mouth and say it to everybody who will listen to you this morning. We got to keep that going.
Absolutely.
There you go. John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal, friend of the show, as always. Enjoy your day out there for a Corky Cal Classic, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, fellas.
There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.